Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're like the vast majority of Americans, you believe that the now famous two snipers, Secret Service snipers on the roof, you probably recognize the guy's face, took out Thomas Crooks, killed him. You probably believe that. In fact, they trended on Twitter with Americans, that being the half the country that supports Donald Trump, thanking them for their service. What a great shot and how fantastic it was. You know, the two on the roof, right? Again, those two trended when everybody was looking at the slope of the roof, right? Remember, oh, look at the snipers that took him out. Look at the sniper that took him out. So he was on a slope roof. It went fine. Nobody's questioned whether those were the snipers or sniper who took him out, except Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters said some stunning things last week. Here's what Jesse Waters said on Thursday of last week. This audio is a little weird in the back. You're going to hear he's talking over the RNC convention, which is wrapping up behind him. Okay, that's the weird audio behind. Sorry about that, but I want you to hear this. He said, they won't, talking about Fox News' sources, tell us which sniper delivered the kill shot and where he was.
And we also learned that two Secret Service agents posted on the rooftop behind Trump, that famous photo,
yeah,
weren't the ones who unloaded the kill shot. It was another sniper who ended Crooks' life. But they won't tell us where he shot from. It's so bizarre.
You heard that part now. They won't tell us where he shot from. He's talking about Fox News' sources. They got good sources there, right? As good as anybody's. They won't tell us. Everybody missed this. I made a big deal of it. Everybody missed. Because if you've spent any time online, you've seen the area, right? You've seen where Trump was. You've seen the rally area. We all know it, right? On a map. It's small. It's not sort of confusing and, well, where could he have been? There aren't a lot of places. So Representative Massey grilled the head of the FBI on this. Listen to Christopher Wray, as skilled a liar as you will find. He's the head of the FBI. Pretends not to know anything about this. Oh my, I don't have my notes. Which sniper? Where was said sniper? Oh.
Director Wray, how many counter snipers were present at the rally that day, and which of the counter snipers took the shot that took out the would-be assassin?
I don't have the number of counter snipers. I know it was the Secret Service counter sniper who took the shot that eliminated the shooter. And we've conducted a number of interviews, including of him.
So not, was it one of the two that we see in the videos on top of the roof, or was it a different location that was shot?
I'm afraid I don't have that at my fingertips here.
Okay. You mentioned that...
Sorry. Okay. So just so you know, the FBI is conducting the investigation and, you know, really the cover-up here. They are the ones doing the criminal investigation of this. That's them, okay? You don't know where the sniper was? You, whoops, forgot? Not in front of you. Wow, that's like one of the top three details of this entire thing. Where was he? It wasn't the two on the roof. Now, listen to how he put it. I don't know. I don't have my nose. These are hard questions. But listen to how Waters put it. Jesse Waters put it. It's not that they do not know. Not that. It's that they will not say.
And we also learned that two Secret Service agents posted on the rooftop behind Trump, that famous photo, weren't the ones who unloaded the kill shot. It was another sniper who ended Crooks' life. But they won't tell us where he shot from. It's so bizarre.
That was a week ago. Now you have Ray going, I forgot, I don't know. Well, Jesse Waters didn't fall for that. He's like, no, we asked. So when you ask these agencies, you can't say, well, I don't have my notes in front of me, because the reporter goes, well, call us back. Tell us where the sniper was. Tell us who was the sniper. Where was the sniper? Not a lot of places, folks. Had to be the water tower or the second floor of the AGR glass building. There's not a lot of day of vantage points. You got to get them going down. Why is this a state secret? Christopher Ray, whoops, forgot. Kimberly Cheadle, former now director of the Secret Service, never mentioned it. They've let everyone think those two guys on the roof that everybody's seen the picture of by now were the ones who ended Thomas Crook's life. Why is this a secret? Why did he, oops, forgot? I don't know. Something's wrong here. Something is really, really wrong here. And you know how Crooks ran around for 3 hours? It's all local law enforcement calling him in. It's not Secret Service. And Secret Service, we have not gotten any answers, so-called Secret Service. This would be the federal agents, right? We don't even actually know. I think we're hearing a lot of them were Homeland Security and inexperienced, right? But whatever. They didn't answer for 3 hours. The only people pursuing this guy were local law enforcement. Feds did not care. AWOL. They say they don't have the communications. They say they don't have the tapes. But as soon as he's dead, bam, here comes the guy in the gray suit. Suddenly they can find Crooks. They can go right up to him. Right away, bam, shows up within minutes. Know exactly where he is. No confusion whatsoever. And you know what the weirdest thing of all is? I mean, the weirdest thing of all. If this thing had just been a standard screw up, right? If this thing had just been a standard, you know, tragedy, I don't know. This is a major event in American history, okay? By now, all of these snipers would have been doing the rounds. They would have been doing interviews. They'd have been on TV. Fox News would love to get that interview. Yeah, he loved that kind of patriotic stuff. Hey, you killed the guy. Great for you. Wonderful shot. Where are these people? Where are the local officers giving interviews? Where are the Secret Service, supposedly, snipers? Where are these people? This thing's closed. It's not a second shooter, we're told. There's no prosecution. Where are these people? Has someone silenced them? Now, we have seen the leadership, to some extent, the local leadership come out, the police colonel. But we haven't seen the individual guys. We've seen nobody giving interviews. They have to have been silenced. And now you have the FBI director. Whoops, forgot. Oh, yeah, no, I forgot. I don't know what sniper took him out. I don't know where the sniper was. Really? Really? Okay, folks, you know what they're doing? Whatever this information is, it's mind-blowing. And what they're doing is slow-walking it. They want to try to put it out 6 months from now, 9 months from now, after this election, whenever, and it's only going to be the wonks going over it. It's only going to be the wonks. It's only going to be people with blogs. They'll put it on, you know, 3 seconds on CBS and they'll move on, whatever it is. They have to cover it up. Why?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.